Welcome to the IRIS podcast. You are listening to a talk as part of the Data Linkage and Mining Vision, Possibilities and Practicalities Conference organised by the Scottish Universities Insight Institute. This talk was recorded on the 10th of March 2011, Paul Rigby, Glasgow City Council, current data collection and linkage in Glasgow Child Protection Committee area.
First of all, I mean, just to explain what I actually do, I'll try and explain what I do. I'm actually, my substantive post is with Glasgow Child Protection Team as a researcher. I'm presently seconded to the Criminal Justice Social Work Development Centre at Edinburgh University, and the reasons for that, and I actually thought about it more last night, and so we were talking about data collection and linkage, discussions we had in the workshop, and what I was thinking last night is it's also about the linkage between the different disciplines and the different areas in terms of academia and research in local authorities. I think that's a key point as well in terms of how we can manage this process, how we can perhaps make it work. Obviously, Glasgow have got the capacity in terms of to allow for researchers to be employed and performance managers. I'd put this up because I was aware we had folk over from overseas, so I wasn't too sure if people were aware of the Child Protection Committee set up in Scotland. That's basically what it is, the primary strategic planning mechanism for child protection. And again, from the discussion that we had yesterday, I thought, are CPCs, is it the way forward with this? CPCs seem to be the key multi-agency forum for developing this in terms of the linkage that they've already got with the different agencies. We have the linkage there already. And what I'm going to talk about today won't be any different in any other authority than it is in Scotland, it is in Glasgow. So, and I am aware, and I was discussing with people yesterday, these offering. I've been to a few things recently, and folks said, why are you here? You're from Glasgow. Glasgow never shares anything with anybody. And I've heard that so many times recently. And hopefully, in my role, and I know there's other people doing the same role as well within Glasgow, we're looking outside of Glasgow. Glasgow is a big area. It's got a lot of economic problems. It's got a lot of deprivation. And this just puts some of the issues into context. The numbers are pretty large in terms of where we are in Glasgow with the situation with vulnerable children. The numbers on the register are high. The VYP number is unique to Glasgow in terms of those on child protection wants to get to a certain age or a certain, let's say, certain behaviours. Instead of being child protection, it would be vulnerable young person where it's more or less child protection procedures, but not quite in terms of registration. So we're talking 500 children on the register, whether that should be higher or lower is a debate that I'll return to later. And then in terms of the numbers referred to, reported, etc., it is high. We've got a huge number of children where they need additional multi-agency support. And in many respects, Glasgow's in the fortunate position that we can undertake research just on the Glasgow population, and we can have sizes that are methodologically sound, robust numbers that we can work with. And often I hear, you know, workers in Glasgow saying, we've got huge problems in Glasgow, how do we deal with it, have we got the resources, and complaints as well in terms of the resources that are available. That's an issue across the city. But as I've already mentioned, what we do have is the capacity with performance teams, research teams, audit teams to actually start to look at some of the data and the way that we're linking together across Glasgow in terms of the CPC, and I'll talk about a little bit more probably about social work. I don't want this to be social work centric, but obviously that's where most of my experience is at the moment in Glasgow. So I thought what I'd talk about in terms of my experience of the Child Protection Committee and how they've tried to link data together, link professionals together, link agencies together. And this is all at the moment we're in the middle of a HMIE Child Protection Inspection at the moment. So the audit programme that's been designed to start linking some of the data that we have has generally had in mind the process of inspections and self-evaluations towards the inspections. And there are issues there. I'm not going to talk today just about all the positives, because there's a bit of critique to be had of what we're doing in Glasgow and the way that it's working. But what they have identified, and again, I'm assuming this is happening in most of the other CPC areas, there's programmes of self-audit, there's programmes of self-evaluation, and there's agreements between different agencies for sharing data. And what we have at the moment, the CPC audit programme for the next 3 years, will be looking at some of the issues that have come up from the present inspection They've also tagged on to some of the issues that were raised at the previous inspection. But what that's enabled is the people around the table at the CPC, which are the usual suspects, we've got together, and there's been agreements that, as part of this audit programme, there's the sharing of information across case files and agencies. And it only really, I was discussing yesterday with Peter from ACPOS, I recall being in practice 15 years ago, and we weren't even at that point. I mean, I was in criminal justice, but we very rarely talked to the police in criminal justice. It was ridiculous when we look back now. You would deal with your own silo areas. So in terms of actually engaging with different agencies, we're now at a position where we are starting to engage with agencies, share information, have reasonably common databases for some of the issues. But there's a long way to go. We're not there yet by any stretch of the imagination. But there's a commitment now within Glasgow, within the CPC, for specific audits for different aspects to look at different data collection mechanisms that we have in different organisations and come together in terms of data capture tools to look at specific issues for audits. And that has its benefits, and it has its negatives, because often, as has been discussed yesterday, there's different ways of recording. So what we try to do, or what the CPC try to do, is when they're collecting this data, engage as many people as possible in the process, and frontline practitioners especially in the process, to get their views on what they need to do. So it's in place, it's not ideal, and it's moving towards the meeting the needs of government for inspection and self-evaluation at the moment. So the building blocks are there for what we've been discussing over the last day. We've got the agreements there. Whether that will transfer into more longitudinal research and evaluations is debatable. That's something that we need to take the discussion forward. And until I was actually prepared in this presentation, I actually wasn't aware of the information that even went into the CPC, and that's how isolated sometimes we are in our different agencies. But I've been reliably informed, and I am assuming, again, this is similar data collected across the CPCs across Scotland. These are the ones that the CPC in Glasgow are asking for in terms of the performance management, what we have, what's available. And at the moment, the way this is used is to make comparisons between different services. And again, reliably informed that they don't always match up. Surprise, surprise. So we have the police domestic abuse referrals, and we compare that with what social work say they've received, and very rarely did they match up in terms of numbers, and even in terms of information obviously held about individuals. So although the process is in place, there's a recognition within the CPC that it's not perfect, and it's got certain aspects of it that are moving towards this sharing of information, but then there's also the aspects of it that was what's been discussed yesterday, was there's a mismatch between the different ways it's recorded by each agency and how they use that data. This at the moment is used as a performance management tool across the different agencies and within the CPC. And I think it's the basis. The basis there now is for a core data set of information. We're nowhere near that. I'm not suggesting we are, but the discussions we had yesterday, I actually can't see why we can't start moving to that. And just on doing this in terms of CPC, and it's the beginning of a process, although it does link back to what Beth was saying. Do we start small or do we start big? I mean, that's a discussion that we do need to have. Where Glasgow probably differs, and if people can put me right here, but Glasgow across the city, and again, preparing for this presentation, I was actually put in touch with people that I didn't know existed in terms who were doing research and evaluation or performance management across the different agencies in Glasgow. So having been here for 3 or 4 years, that is still the issue that we're often working in isolation. So how we can start to share data when we don't even know who those individuals are who may be collecting the data is another hurdle that we may need to overcome. But what we do have in Glasgow, especially in social work, and I'm aware now, as I say, from discussions that I've had over the last couple of weeks, in the different agencies, there are people actually doing research, the people doing performance management, information officers, and pure research in Glasgow. There's about 8 or 10. I'm not too sure of all the different areas do have research that I'm literally coming across all the time. And we link up on some of the areas, and other times we just don't link up at all. And we're aware of people who are collecting data, but they're not sharing it either with other agencies or within the agency. I mean, some of the, not that they wouldn't share it, but were just not aware that they're there to start to sharing the information. But what the CPC have, and it works in Glasgow quite well, I think. I mean, as I say, I've only been 3 or 4 years, and there's a commitment within the CPC to either commission research, either external or internally, and most of these examples of the research that's been completed over the last 3 or 4 years are generally internal. So there's no additional cost to the CPC, because I'm working in child protection, we have youth justice researchers, so any of the work that's linked to that, we can facilitate that and undertake the work without any additional cost to the CPC, and it's generally fed into the CPC management structure and disseminated out to the different agencies. So we've got examples of us working together with the different agencies, working to the same aim and collecting data, but we've still got the problem that it's always specific to a specific project, and I'm not making any pretensions that any of this is starting to address the longitudinal aspect of it. The point is we have the building blocks here, and we're in a position that we can do this. I mean, I need to go back after these 3 days and discuss this with my managers, what the possibilities are in Glasgow, and we could develop in tandem, in partnership with a national agenda, or even just to start to address some of the issues that are that have been become apparent over the last day. I'm not going to go into each of those, but basically it's there, that the capability, the capacity is there in Glasgow to start building up on some of the issues that have been mentioned already. I can talk a little bit more about the social work performance and research aspect of it, and this is where we start to, I believe, unless people can and put me right on that, we do have the capacity in Glasgow with researchers. Most of them have been through research training, masters, research methods courses, so they're aware of all the issues around methodological issues, ethics and confidentiality, which I'll mention again at the end. So what we have is, as I say, what, 8 or 10 workers working across social work. I'm the only person who's dedicated to child protection, and that raises its own issues in capacity issues in terms of what I'm able to do or not able to do. Youth Justice actually have a team. There's probably about 6 or 8 within Youth Justice that work on research and performance management. So again, we have the capacity there in terms of starting the process. What we need is agreement, how we're going to do that and how this links into a national agenda. As I say, it's there, the capacity's there, build on it, learn the lessons over the last couple of days and move the issue forward. The audit team is a particularly interesting one, and I mean, I'll stick with that one a little. It's a social work audit team. The governance of social work is the main primacy of the team. But in terms of the work that they've done over the last 3 or 4 years, and I've been involved a couple of times with them in terms of the research support, they're now starting to make links with different partners in terms of gathering the data that they're using. And although it informs generally social work practice, the way they disseminate the information across Glasgow is on a multi-agency basis, so that people are aware of what's being collected and how it's being used, and whether it impacts on the longer-term practice. One of the main criticisms that I would have at the moment, and it's been discussed yesterday, is that the way that the audits and, to a certain extent, a lot of the research has developed, a lot of it has been process-oriented, and we go back to this outcomes-output discussion that we've had. So we're aware that we need to start moving that agenda a bit further forward. And unfortunately, in terms of that, I don't get much say in what I do or what I'm asked to do. I'm told the areas I need to get involved with and do the research and get on with it. We're generally left to our own devices, to the methods that we use. So within that, we're quite flexible, if you like, in terms of that. And generally, the senior managers would take on some of the concerns or the points that are made by the researchers across the city. So in that respect, it starts to, especially with the audit team. The audit team are generally higher grade, and they're the ones who feed the information back to the manager and do the work on the ground, so that we've got this, I think Melissa mentioned it yesterday, we've got the feedback loop going. What the audit team are very good at is meeting with practitioners prior to what they're doing and telling them what they're doing, actually completing the work, undertaking the audits, and then feeding back at the end of the process so that the practitioners are engaged from the beginning. And we do have complaints, they're not engaged enough and we're not telling enough, but the process is there, so it's not a case of when we're collecting data and linking it between agencies that we're not telling people what we're doing. It's actually, the audit team do have a very good process of that in terms of dissemination. These are just a couple of examples in terms of child protection where there has been linkage already between the different agencies. While the audits, they've been completed by the audit team, there has been especially good links with health in accessing health files within the audit team to complete the data capture tools that have been developed. I wasn't involved with the mental health one, but that was good examples of the sharing of the data between the organisations. Unfortunately, a lot of this data, it isn't routine data because there are questions that we're asking is not routinely captured, and that's a point I'll return to at the end, actually, in terms of the routine routine data that we capture as part of the performance management and the case management process, which is the Care First system, and then the questions that we may be asking as an audit or as a piece of research are the questions that aren't actually being asked. So we've got, in many respects, you have two processes going on there in terms of process and outcomes. The standby one, I was involved in the original one of that, and I just learned that recently it was completed a couple of years ago, so while it's not a longitudinal piece of work, the people who were involved in the audit team have now repeated the exercise to see if there's been any changes in practice and the outcomes for children at the end of that. Outcomes one is still a bit of a debatable. But what they identified is some of the lessons that were learned at the beginning have actually been implemented and we're feeding back now into change practice, and I'm assuming that it may be repeated again in the future. So that's an example of where we've been able to repeat a similar exercise 2 years down the line to see if there's been any changes. I won't spend too long on the governance and dissemination. I think it is an important point. It's not particularly about linkage. It's not particularly about data collection, but it is about letting people know what's happening. It was raised a few times yesterday in terms of engaging with practitioners, because I think the key point is what we've tried to pick up within Glasgow is if you don't engage with the practitioners, with frontline workers in any agency, they're going to be reluctant to engage with the research process or the evaluation process because they don't see any outputs for them at the end of it in terms of what's been happening. Dissemination isn't great because I'm continually speaking to work and saying I've never heard of this, what's going on, don't know anything about it. So it's not working perfectly, but what we try to do, and it's mainly with the audits at the moment, and what I would say is, and I've had this discussion with folk right up the management chain, is, and this goes back to the point I made earlier, is we're not very good in Glasgow at disseminating the information beyond Glasgow, because I know for a fact we do have a lot of good pieces of work that have been completed, even in the time that I've been, not that I've been involved with, but just work that's been completed over the last 4 years, that makes its way onto the internet, the local internet within Glasgow. But my point is, how are other people outside of Glasgow becoming aware of this? Because if Glasgow are making mistakes or doing something well, it's something that needs to be shared across the board with other people. So it's about disseminating the data and the linkages that we've made in Glasgow, and we can evidence that sometimes it's working and sometimes it's not working. So there's still an issue there about dissemination, and I'm aware that that's being addressed at the moment. It's with the conferences. Glasgow holds regular numbers of conferences. I'm not convinced that they're always opened out to other people, actually, across Scotland as well. So that's another issue that needs looking at. But generally, there's a lot of feedback of the information so that people, that practitioners, are aware of what it's being used for and what's happening at local forums. Glasgow is now split into three areas. So in terms of the repeated three times across the city, in terms of letting people know what's been happening. Again, we still get feedback that people aren't aware of any pieces of audit of research that's been undertaken, but the process is in place to start that moving forward. What I've been trying to promote, and I've put journal articles, actually, that's the wrong... What we're trying to promote now is some sort of peer review of the work that's being done across Glasgow so that we're pretty confident that what we're developing and what's happening is of a sufficient quality that it is of use to people outside of Glasgow or even within Glasgow. And that's another issue that we're trying to move forward at the moment. So briefly moving on to the positives, from what I can see, what's happening in Glasgow and the discussion that we've had over the last day or so. We have the developing programme in Glasgow. The process is starting to move forward. It is located around audit and evaluation, and I think I mentioned yesterday at the feedback that we'd had some discussion in the workshop about the relative merits of audits, evaluation, research, which takes primacy, which is most important. I don't think that's a major issue at the moment. We just need to get to the point where we're starting to work together and share the data, which we are in Glasgow and, as I say, elsewhere. I know it's happening. But there's a commitment for specific projects to share information, to come together as audit teams, multi-agency audit teams, to work together to pull what we need and to produce a report at the end of it that can hopefully influence practice somewhere down the line. So the commitment's there on specific projects, and I mentioned earlier, I think the next step is jump into some sort of a longitudinal sort of just a steady collection of the data that we need to collect, and whether we can get agreement to that is another issue. We do have capacity for the multi-agency work and single-agency work, and especially on children's issues, and we do recognise that it's a privileged position in Glasgow that we have such a research capacity across the city. Whether that'll stay with the cuts, I don't know actually, but let's not go there. Regular performance management reports, they are happening, and they are contributing to the development of a wider knowledge base. I just think it needs broadening out a little bit in terms of the data that's used, and again, with discussions that we had yesterday. We're talking about child protection. We do have a dedicated research capacity for child protection. They might not be too happy that it's me sometimes, but that's it. The provision is there for the work to be done. And the population and professional capacity within Glasgow allows us to develop programmes, monitoring, however you want to describe it, the capacity is there to do it without any additional resources, which is the issue that's always discussed, although clearly there's a resource issue there if we're doing one thing and not another. But the fact is, it is there for us to start the work and to begin the movement. Now, the challenges, there's a lot of challenges. I try to keep them reasonably short. I think we've discussed them already, actually, over the last day or so, but there is an issue that we're often working in isolation. The fact that I'm not aware of different agencies who's working in child protection research, there are liaison issues there that we need to overcome. And that's even before we start to agree on any sharing of data. The limited dissemination of research, again, it's this issue of Glasgow holding on to its findings and not sharing them broader. I hope that one's moving forward a little bit. This one has been mentioned, and it was an issue that I've picked up on in terms of my discussions with the work that I've been involved with. We have a tremendous amount of data in Glasgow from the Care First system, and now from the audits that have been completed over the last 4 years. I mean, we've got pages and pages of data, we've got pages of reports, we've got boxes full of reports. We have a lot of that data, and it was mentioned yesterday: could we then revisit that and use it in a slightly different way? I mean, that's where the capacity issue becomes an issue in terms of going back to existing data and looking at it again, because there's always an incentive to move forward and look at the next thing, so you finish one and move on, and that's where the issue of the longitudinal aspect of it is important. The outcomes versus outputs, it's a perennial issue, and it rises all the time, and we're still struggling with that in Glasgow. We struggled with it in the workshop yesterday in terms of agreeing what is an outcome and what is an output. The suggestion was to the government was just tell us what outcomes you want us to look for, and we'll go for that at the moment. I mean, that's a very blunt way of looking at it, but it's a start in terms of what's needed. The ethics, the confidentiality of using data that was collected for case management, that was collected for day-to-day work, transferring that over into a research capacity, a longitudinal research capacity, getting back in contact with, well, it's children at the moment, but maybe getting back in contact with young adults as the as time progresses. There's huge barriers to overcome with that, and it's something that we need to address. Covered that already. The longitudinal aspects of it, the work that I've been involved with is generally short term, 6 or 9 months. You finish the project, you move on to the next one. What I'm trying to promote at the moment is the work that I've been involved with, and it's creating more work in many respects. But we have data, but if we use the child trafficking work we've done for an example, we now have a database at the beginning of this problem in Glasgow of a number of children that we've identified. What we need to be able to do is go back in 3, 4, 5 years and see the progression of that. And while it's not longitudinal following them up every 6 months, it's important because we have got a distinct database that's there now. We should be able to do that. And I can't see why we can't do it, actually, because it's actually there waiting to be looked at in the future. We know who the children are. But generally, we don't do that. We do a piece of work, we move on and do the next piece of work, and that's some of the issues that are being discussed over these 3 days. I've already mentioned that. And then the final point, just leaving the discussions we had yesterday and discussions we've had within the council is what are the roles of each of the professionals who were identified as researchers or auditors. Are we working towards the same goal, or are we doing different things? And it's the question, the perennial question that arises that I have in discussion with colleagues, even within social work, and we need to get some sort of consensus what it is we're actually moving towards and what we're aiming to achieve with the work that we're doing. And if we start getting too caught up in actually, well, I don't do that, I do this, it's a blockage to what's happening. And I think that's thinking back to what I was saying earlier in terms of it's getting people round the table and talking as well as just having data collection and linkage across the different agencies. It's important to engage with the different professionals that are involved to ensure that we're all moving towards the same goals, if you like. And that's probably it. In fact, it is it. Thank you.
This recording is copyright of Iris 2011. It may be reused under the terms of the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 2.5 UK Scotland license. Go to www.iris.org.uk for more information.